The Bible instructs fathers, "Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged." To the Ephesians, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." I love the New Living Translation of that same verse. It reads as follows, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord." Speak to your child. Speak words that will help build his future. George Foreman was a two-time heavyweight boxing champion of the world. In his book, God in My Corner, Foreman explains how his father pointed him to that destiny as a small boy. Foreman writes, "When I was a small boy, my father planted a seed of greatness in my mind about my future. As we played, he often raised my hands over my head as if I had just won a boxing match. He'd shout, 'George Foreman, heavyweight champion of the world, stronger than Jack Johnson, hits like Jack Dempsey.'" Even though, Foreman continues, "I didn't understand what a heavyweight champion of the world meant, he planted an idea in my mind that eventually became reality. It's incredible that he declared those things about me almost like a prophecy about my future. It's even more amazing that I would not only become heavyweight champion, but also come back from retirement and win it a second time 20 years later. My father started proclaiming my destiny when I was only 4 years old and continued saying it until I was a teenager." Dads, today's Father's Day. The best thing that you can do for your children is to train them in the nurture of the Lord. It may seem like it's not doing any good now, but if you keep doing it, you'll see God will reward you for it. Happy Father's Day. Think about it.